I was just really blessed and inspired by everyone sharing and what God is working. And I really do give thanks to God because, believe me, guys, I was an expert at doing things in my own strength and effort. But, you know, God sees our desires as a need. And, you know, so I, for a long time, been praying to God, Father, just help me to see the things that I'm not seeing. And, you know, help me to understand all these things so that, you know, I got to the point where I was so confused about what to believe, you know, like, okay, speaking by the Spirit, reading the scriptures. But then what God done for me was he got me to a place of humbleness where I just really went to him. And I put aside everyone, you know, people I was connected to, people that I was listening to. And I asked God, where do you want me to connect? Because our connection is very important. And it's not where we think it may be. Like, we don't, in our mind, well, I'm going to go and connect to them. It has to be God-led. You know, we live by faith. The just shall live by faith, which is simply trusting God every day with everything. And God just redirected my heart. Now you go and connect back with Sangha. So I made up my mind to do that at the risk of losing all the people that I were connected to. Because there was a lot of people that wasn't, like, you know, on the same wavelength or understanding about speaking by the Spirit. But we got to do what God puts in our hearts to do. So I made up my mind that I'm not there for to live my life unto people, but I'm there to live my life unto God. And then God, you know, opened the door for me to reconnect very easily. It was very quickly. It happened quickly from the time that I started to ask God to open that door for connection. And I got great encouragement. And then God just worked with my faith, just like we see that God worked with Abraham. He worked with Moses. He worked with all his people, Joshua, to get their faith where they needed to step out and move with God. And so God done that for me, and he worked a perfect plan for me. And it was step by step for me, but God knew what he was doing, and I just trusted God in the process. And it does start with a humility and not focusing on anyone else whatsoever, and just to connect where God says. So God opened the door for me to go to India, and I was so blessed, man. I mean, to be with Fred, we had great fellowship when he arrived here. And then obviously, you know, we met up with Raj Sutton, and I was just blown away with the heart of Raj Sutton, the change I seen in him from the last time I seen him, and from the fruit and from the words that he was speaking. And, you know, he really, you know, was like a tupos, like an exact type of Sangha. And this really encouraged me. And I said to God, I want to be like this. You know, I want to not be like Raj Sutton, but the manner, the heart, the focus with you and the desires. I want all these things. And so God really has done that for me. And since my trip to India, coming back home, I've been enjoying life. Because before I was here and I'm thinking, well, God, what do I do? You know, I've read the word, I've studied this, I've done that. What else do I do? I'm stuck at home not doing anything. I'm praying for labourers. This was before I went to India. But every day I'm enjoying my life with the Heavenly Father, and he gives me stuff to do every day. And I'm not looking to chase anyone, to connect to certain people. I'm allowing God to give me those connections that he wants me to have, which is going to be beneficial for me and the people that I connect with. And it's not a respecter of persons. It's, you know, I want to be moving with God, and also, you know, those that are walking with God, and there's fruit and there's production, and I want to follow those examples and also be that example. And since I've been doing that, there's so many people connecting, like calling me, and every day I'm speaking to someone, you know, and ministering and listening and encouraging. And, you know, and the words come from God. They don't come from me, my knowledge of the scriptures or what I understand. God just brings up into me and gives me those perfect words for those people, and they're growing. And, you know, I know some of you heard about that dream God gave me at priest's wedding when we was there in Spain that, you know, I even woke up saying the phrase, which was, anoint my fields with oil, feed my people. And that literally, God showed me on the way back from USA in 2018 when we come. He just showed me, Lawrence, you anointed my fields with oil and you fed my people. You spoke by my spirit. And that's how simple it is. And I've just been practicing that. And the doors that have opened and the, you know, it's God. It's not you. It's you opening your mouth and God's doing the work by your mouth. And it's just so very simple. And every day is a wonderful day. I thank God. Okay, Father, you give me what you want me to do this day. And I just simply do those things that I have to do or necessary to do. And then I got a free, mostly I got the rest of the day free. And but God fills that time for me because my desire is before him. And I seen that example when we went to stay with Sangha. You know, Sangha, he would get up in the morning, he'd do his workout, and then he was sharing with me, you know, if there's things I got to do, I do them, and then the rest of my time is free, and God just gives me work to do. People will call, and they come, and, you know, and then I listen to what they're saying, and at the end of that, then I'll share, and you know, I just speak those words from God and hear all the wonderful works that's happening through India. He said, so my job's very easy. And now I understand it. I really do understand that, whereas before I didn't. And it's really, things have taken off since I've come home. Like, you know, I've been so blessed. There's one lady that you know, Tom, she knows you. Her name's Kathy Clark. And it was Kathy Ask who gave us some DVDs of Sandgate's How to Heal the Sick class and Cast Out Devils. And so she went searching for more Sandgate stuff on the internet. And she come across my website and she started listening to my Faith and Confession seminar, which really blessed her. And then from there, I talk to her every day, or we message every day on WhatsApps. And she's really rocking and rolling. And she, you know, she said, you know, the things that I learned, she goes, I know why I didn't get any further than I could have gone with God. And she goes, but it's never too late. And she's really practicing speaking by the Spirit, and great things are happening for her. I got to minister to her daughter, and she's blessed and she's doing really good. And then also, since I've been abundantly sharing, you know, I made up my mind. I went to God, where do you want me to give my seed? And God showed me, you know, even in the scriptures will show you, you give where you're fed. And so that's obviously for me is Sangha. And so since I've been abundantly sharing, God has just really been blessing me. I'm a good steward of my money. And then at the end of the month, I would always end up with £50, you know, like it was like that for years, even up until going to India. But when I come back since then, at the end of the month, it's like there's £1,000 left, you know, and I'm thinking, how did that happen? And so God is prospering me. And I'm just blown away with that, you know, because like this month, for the first time ever, I usually pay my rent on a weekly basis. I was able to pay the whole month up and my council tax. And I paid all the electric, the gas all up front, because we do pay as you go with our electric and our gas here. We pay for what we use, so if it goes, then we have to top up type of thing. But I pay for it all up in the month, and we're still abundantly blessed. And I'm like, wow, like this really does work when we get our hearts right with the Father and practice what we're being encouraged, like really practice it. And I think I was doing it half-hearted before, many years ago. You know, I also realized when I went to India this time, usually there'd be so many believers around, and I was caught up with the fellowship with other people and looking at personalities, you know, and getting involved that way. But this time when we went to Sangha, it was just Sangate, Beatrice, me, Fred. And I realized God showed me, like, see, there's no one here now, but now you're focused with me. Now I can really do something with you. It was like God was really speaking to my heart that way. So I realized it's not about being popular amongst anyone, but it's about being popular with God in our focus with him and our desire to move with him, not to please anyone else, but to please him, stay connected where we're getting really good encouragement and do those things. It's just to put it into practice, put away our own knowledge and the things that we've learnt before and just practice the things that are being encouraged. So I'm practicing every day these things that I've learned, and God will bring to my mind what to practice. And you know, and if God inspires me to go to scripture when I'm sharing, I go to the scriptures, but I only do it as God inspires me. Whereas before it was like a law, oh, I need to go and look at that, I need to quote this so they know what I'm saying is right. But then God showed me, like the believers in Thessalonica, you know, that when Paul, Timothy and Silas, these guys, when they spoke, the believers there received the word from them as like it was the word from God. You know, they received it with such great heart, and it was from them the word of the Lord sounded out. So when people receive the encouragement that you're giving them, that God has given to you to give them, and they do it, this is the key. They got to practice. They got to be serious with God. They got to do it. Practice it. Practice abundantly sharing. Practice speaking in tongues. Practice connecting to God. Practice to get people to connect to God and not to us. I'm not asking anyone. I'm saying to anyone, you should connect to me. I'm not saying to anyone, you should abundantly share to me. I just speak forth, and I'm trusting God to take care of everything else. And we haven't got a lot of believers here. We've got a lot of people here in the UK, in Bristol. Especially, it's just me, Kim and Jason. You got Danny and Amber, and that's about it. But God is really taking care of me because I'm trusting him. I'm not looking to anyone to give me money. I'm not looking to anyone that they should connect to me. But I'm looking to God. Father, from you, you supply all my needs. You are the source. So you supply. And I'm not doing anything unless you show me. And then hearing the voice of God is very easy for me now. Whereas before I would all be jumbled up. But now it's just, you know, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. So when a thought comes to me, and I know that's not the way I would do things, I know it's God. And I just go ahead and do it. And I get result. So fruit from what we're doing is the proof that we're moving in the right direction. If it's godly, if it's abounding, if it's encouraging, if it's enlightening people, if it's setting people free. And that's what we do. We just give people their freedom, and we don't need to be chasing them up or giving them a hard time whatsoever. If they come to you, you encourage them with what God puts in your heart, and then it's up to them. It really is up to them. And so I'm just so thankful to God to show me this, you know, and you know, but to have heart for people, have heart for God, but to have heart for people as well. And the real love is to encourage people what God gives you to give to them. And look, if you do this, you're going to be prosperous. If you do this, you are going to abound. If you do this, the laborers will come. And like, we don't have to worry about laborers. God has got plenty there, and he'll connect them to us when we're ready, when we're really desiring, when we're obedient to do what he shows us. So this is where I'm at my stage of my walk right now, and I'm just really excited. Every day I'm excited. Every day I am so blessed, and I'm not worrying, oh, what am I going to do? Should I connect to the believers? I haven't heard from no one for a long time. No one's bothering with me. That used to be my old way of thinking. But when the focus is with God, and when we're really looking to him, those thoughts don't even come near you. Those feelings or the emotions of that don't even touch you. And so God has really delivered me and cleared out the junk in my mind, and still working with me, and I'm very blessed. I got my spiritual glasses on. I'm seeing the wood through the trees, and I know God, what God has begun in me, he's going to complete and finish, and it be to his glory. And the word of God will sound out from me, and those that I encourage, like they will sound out from you, and those that are listening to you when you encourage them. Just like I seen with Raj Sutton, you know, these believers, you know, not only is Raj Sutton, from what I'm seeing from my perspective, that he was very respectful to God, very respectful to his leader, would follow the encouragement, but his leaders were also doing the very same thing. And that is a recipe for great growth. Not that we're looking for recipes or, you know, methods, but it's just that humility of heart, willingness to do, and a total sellout to God in, okay, Father, I'm ready to do it your way, even if it goes against everything that I understand. I'm going to do what you show me to do, and I'm going to be bold to declare those things. So, yeah, I'm real thankful to God, real thankful for Sangha, who's encouraging me and been patient with me as well, really helped me, and for people like Fred that also helped me to get to India, and Raj Sutton, the examples, and you guys there that have been praying for me for years. Love you very much. Love you guys very much. And, you know, so this is where I am. And I give, you know, the glory to God. You know, we want to bring glory to Him. And when we make up our minds to do that, He's going to do everything. We don't have to worry. So that's what I wanted to share. Guys, bless your hearts.